Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. The winning formula is right around the corner, analyzing the first half of a very successful Vikings season. But first, the DraftKings star of the week, it's Jerick McKinnon. Jerick McKinnon has been fantastic, especially after Dalvin Cook went down. The Vikings have been fantastic, 6-2, and first place in the NFC North. This is the bye week winning formula. Wabi, Vikings.com, Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9. We analyze Vikings topics, and sometimes we debate. We will begin like this. It's very clear and apparent the Minnesota Vikings defense is absolutely one of the best, maybe the best in the NFL. Why is the Vikings defense so good?
Barr and Kendricks in the middle of Mike Zimmer's defense. I think those two and the versatility that they have and the different looks that Mike Zimmer can present an offensive line and a quarterback because of Barr and Kendricks, I think is a big reason why this defense is so good. And again, I'm leaving guys out who are obviously key cogs.
Yeah.
But Barr and Kendricks, the UCLA teammates and buddies, I think they give Mike Zimmer's defense a unique feel.
I'm going to call it the defensive square. Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, Trey Waynes, Xavier Rhodes.
Do you want to add anyone else to that list?
Nope.
Love that.
My square.
All right.
It's my square. So if you look at third down, those four guys are the most important four guys on the defense when it comes to third down, shutting down the two receivers and getting to the quarterback. They're second in the NFL right now, 28 for 101 attempts. They've seen 101 attempts on third down and only 28 been converted. So I
now,
think that's why.
We haven't. We were talking about the Vikings defense and how good they are, and we didn't even talk about maybe the two best players on the defense.
Hitman!
Yeah, Harrison Smith
true.
And Linval Joseph. We
that's
didn't even
true.
Talk about those two guys. That's how good this defense is.
Yes. Let's look at the rest of the players on the team. Biggest surprise in delightful fashion helping this team to the 6-2 record, Wabi.
Trey Waynes. The guy gets better every single game.
Play fake, Rodgers down the field, and it's intercepted by Trey Waynes in the end zone. And Jameis forced one there and pays the price.
I know that the public has been pretty hard on him in his first couple of seasons,
yeah,
and
that
maybe
was mine.
Rightfully so, given some of the mistakes he was making. And he's not been mistake-free this season, but he's been mostly mistake-free. He had three pass breakups in London against the Cleveland Browns, and he's getting a ton of targets because no one is throwing at Xavier Rhodes. I think Trey has really stepped up, and we're seeing him get better every week.
And I got to credit Ron, though. Even when he had a couple of difficult moments, you were like, stick with him. He's super talented. Trey's a little bit of a shutdown guy right now.
Yeah, he's doing really well, and I don't want to piggyback Wabi because I like to disagree. But I agree with that. I do like Trey Waynes. I've talked about him a ton. But my surprise, Pat Elflein. This offensive line last year was absolutely horrid when it came to the run game. Adrian Peterson got hurt, we know that. But still, there's no Adrian Peterson right now. There's no Dalvin Cook. And they're 50% of their power runs are being converted. So they're doing, and second level runs, they're eighth in the NFL.
I like that.
Should be noted, I mean, you're talking about a rookie center, Ron, and that's a good point, and a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, helping this offensive line improve. And you have to turn to a rookie at center and then go to your backup quarterback.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams, that would be disastrous.
Toughest game left on the schedule, Ronald.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the Redskins. I know it seems like a layup right now. The Redskins aren't doing great, but the Vikings in the last seven seasons after the bye, 1-6. Zimmer, 1-2.
He came to play today.
So the bye week scares me. Not that they're not a great team at 6-2. Yeah. It's something about the bye week. So I'm hoping that the players know that. My guess is they know that stat.
Wow.
They've known what's happened in those games. They know, and they lost to the Redskins last year.
Yeah.
So hopefully that they understand that. Whatever they did last year, they don't do this year, and they come back to play. So, yeah, that's the only reason the Redskins scare me. Other than that, I don't think so.
Toughest game on the schedule, I'm going to look at Detroit.
Yeah.
Why can't we beat them?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's three in a row they've beat us, right?
Yes.
All right, so.
And arguably, we've outplayed them twice and taken L's.
We are going there. L's. We're going there on Thanksgiving, and we're going there on a short week.
Yep.
And it's a team that's got our number a little bit right now. Yep. So we're going to have to reverse the trend, and I think we can, and I think we will. But I think it's the hardest game left on the schedule.
Well, quickly, I mean, what about the St. Louis Rams?
I was going to say that.
The one thing Gurley about the, and McVay yep. and Goff.
Oh,
and
I
Aaron
didn't know
Donald.
That they moved the game to Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. House of Pain, U.S. Bank Stadium. Forget that. We will be back next week to play the Washington Redskins and kick off the second half of the 2017 season for your first place Minnesota Vikings. WabiVikings.com, Ron Johnson, KFAN Radio, and Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9, and I'm Paul Allen. For all of us here at Vikings Game Plan, thanks for watching.